It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
For having me on the show, Katie. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. Did you see a new episode of Snowpiercer?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I don't know, I guess, are we gonna, like, talk about spoilers or something?
I guess so. If you haven't seen season 2 of Snowpiercer, you might want to stop listening at this point. Alright, so what did you think?
Yeah, like, I thought it was, like, pretty crazy how, like, Wilford tricked them into the train. I don't know. Anyway, I was thinking about that character, Miss Audrey. I feel like they should have had you play that character.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense. Like, she's supposed to be, like, a really influential and important pod star like me. But the actress's face is probably less hot than mine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, her face is, like, fine, but your face is definitely better. I don't know. Like, I feel her character is basically, like, a walking Etsy catalog. Is that a joke? I don't know. Anyway, so...
Yeah, well... So what's going on? What projects are you working on right now, Wigwolf?
So, right now, I'm doing crowdfunding for this movie called The Wet Ones. It's based on my old Bunnyla channel, and... I don't know, it's gonna be, like, surreal with dolls. It's gonna have some human actors right now. We casted a Canadian actress, and she's gonna play a roach, a cockroach who's like a horror sci-fi host who suffers from erotomania. I don't know, like, you know the story of, what's her name, Paula Goodspeed or something?
Oh, I know her. Wasn't she the one who stalked Paula Abdul?
Yeah, like, when Paula Abdul was hosting American Idol, this girl, Paula Goodspeed, auditioned, and she pretty much, like, made herself over to look like Paula Abdul and was all obsessed with her. And I think Paula Abdul had a restraining order against her. And then, like, she showed up on the show as a contestant, and you can see Paula Abdul's face, and she looks terrified. And Simon has no idea that they have a past. And after the girl sings, like, Simon just totally, like, tears her up, not realizing she's, like, a total nut. And then I think pretty soon after that, she commits suicide in front of Paula Abdul's house. Like, I don't know.
Wow, that's fucked up. Nothing like that ever happened during my time on American Idol. Worst thing that ever happened to me was when, Luke Bryant shit his pants. And they couldn't stop filming because we had to shit sit next to him the whole time. He smelled like shit.
Oh, that's funny. It's weird that Luke Bryant's even on the show. Is he even, like, a celebrity?
I don't know.
Well, so what have you been up to?
Just had a baby, Daisy. We're gonna have this whole Pokemon deal going on. My last album, I guess it didn't do that well. I mean, I don't know. I thought the songs were pretty cool. A lot of people said Never Really Over was, like, one of my best singles, but then when the album came out, like, nobody really gave a shit.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't know. I mean, it's a good album. Champagne Problems is, like, a really good song. I mean, I don't know. Witness was a good album, too. Just, I don't know. People are assholes. Maybe for your next album, you should do, like, a throwback thing to, like, You're So Gay. You know, something, like, more of a Josie Cotton type of thing. I don't know. Or just maybe, like, do more disco stuff. Anyway, like...
Yeah, so, like, you're crowdfunding this movie right now. What's up with that? Am I in it?
Yeah, yeah, you're in it. You know, you're follows up some of your storylines from when you're part of the Cum Gang. You and Titanic Sinclair come into conflict. You know, it's a pretty dark turn you take. It's very loosely based on what happens to Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice after when he's married to Sheena Easton, and then that sniper shoots her during her concert, and she dies in Don Johnson's arms, and then he totally goes off the rails and becomes like a Miami drug lord. The hell's his name? Sonny Burnett. Yeah, so like, basically what happens to you in this movie is the same as Miami Vice, except that instead of a sniper, it's Titanic Sinclair, and instead of Sheena Easton, it's a cat and a head. Anyway, are you like legally allowed to play different music on this? I don't know. Well, probably, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, do you wanna like, oh, so where are you doing this fundraising for your movie? The Wet One? It's called The Wet Ones? Who else is in it?
So I think Lloyd Kaufman, he said he'd do a cameo in it right now. And then I talked about the girl being the Roach Girl. This synth pop guy, Male Tears, he's a nice guy. I made a music video for him once, and his song's going to be on the soundtrack. Also, some of my Wigwolf songs, and we're talking to Pearl Charles's rights people now about trying to use one of her disco songs, but chances are they'll probably say no, or else like it's going to be like prohibitively expensive, so we can't, so I don't know. But not sure what else we're going to do at this point, as far as that goes.
Oh, well, I don't know, are you working on any music?
Yeah, I'm gonna put together songs to do a cassette release of like 9 songs. You know, now kind of doing that and trying to work on the movie thing. I don't know, whatever.
So is it true that something happened recently? Like, you had an incident with a stalker or something? Like, a sex predator stalk you online?
Yeah, it was kind of like a whole thing. Like, I don't know what happened, like, from Twitter. Some kind of, like, international sex traffickers of adult males targeted me, and they were trying to find my address and stuff. I think the ringleader, he's some kind of like record label mogul in Denmark, and he was working in conjunction with somebody in Canada who's paid by the government to do stuff, go after people. I don't really know, but anyway, it looks like, you know, that was all sorted out. I don't really know, you know.
Oh, well, that sucks. So, I don't know, do you want to like do a song or something?
Yeah, sure. I don't have my real guitar. I just have this weird 3-string acoustic one. So I'll probably just have to like make up a song. All right. Why don't you like give me a topic? Maybe throw out a random title. I don't know, something.
How about Marilyn Carolyn?
All right, Marilyn Carolyn. That's a song. Marilyn Carolyn, where did you go wrong with your life? Marilyn Carolyn, why did you take your life with a knife down your wrist? Marilyn Carolyn, you were born ugly, nothing changed it. Marilyn Carolyn, they cut your face off, and your face was still there. Your face couldn't hide, and they couldn't cut it off. And you changed your name to Flower Manson, and put socks on your face. And they were shit socks that a person used to wipe their butthole with.
went to the festival on the stage, they announced you as Flower Manson. But then the writers and the music press said, why did you have shitty socks on your face? You're not Flower Manson. You're Shit Socks Face. Shit Socks Face Person. You're a Shit Socks Face Person. Don't even try to hide it. Everyone knows the truth about you, Marilyn Carolyn. Everybody knows you were lying. Everybody knows about your little games making up stuff, Marilyn Carolyn. But now you're Shit Socks.
All right. That's it, man.
Wow. That was something.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to, like, do a song?
Sure. I don't have my guitar. Can I use yours?
Yeah, sure. It's left-handed, though. You're going to have to play it upside down. So...
Yeah, it's fine. Let me get it. All right, let's try this. What the fuck? What the fuck is this shit? All right, let's go. I guess I'll make up a song too. Katy Perry style.
All right. Maybe I'll give you a topic this time. How about, Six Flags going on a trip?
All right. I played at Six Flags once, 2007, Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. Anyway, alright, let's go. Alright, what the fuck is this shit, man? You think I'm funny when the roller coaster spins? You think I scream in a pretty voice? You make me wanna wait in line at Six Flags and it's fun. You make me wanna go to the Johnny Rockets and get overpriced hamburgers. You make me Six Flags dream. There.
That sounds pretty similar to Teenage Dream.
Fuck you! I can't plagiarize my own song. I wrote it.
I thought Bonnie McKee wrote Teenage Dream.
She co-wrote it, asshole. I co-write all my songs. Fuck you.
Alright, anyway. So, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, it's your show.
Have you seen that show Now Apocalypse?
Yeah, Now Apocalypse. I love that show. I've seen all of that guy's stuff. I never know how to pronounce his name. I say Greg Araki, I don't know. But, yeah, he did the Doom Generation, Nowhere, Mysterious Skin. I don't know, it sucks that Now Apocalypse didn't get a second season. It was such a great show. Weird, like, they really didn't do a good job marketing it.
Yeah, I know, it was awesome. Like, it was cool to see the guy who's, like, Walt Jr. from Breaking Bad be, like, a different person. Like, I don't know if you saw Now Apocalypse, but, like, Walt Jr.'s, like, on the show, but he's, like, not... He's, like, different. He's, like, supposed to be hot.
Yeah, of course he's different. Like, Walt Jr. is a character he played on Breaking Bad. This guy, R.J. Mitty, I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's an actor, so of course, like, he's playing a different character on the show.
Yeah, I know, but... I know, like, he's on the show, but... His dad isn't Walter White. Like, he's in L.A.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. All right, well, I guess that's it, man. I don't know what else to say. Like, thanks for having me on. I hope people can go to my Indiegogo page, you know, see the campaign for the film. Maybe consider throwing some money towards it. Only $5 will get you producer's credit. I think you move up to 15, you'll get a DVD, I think. I don't know, a VHS or a shirt.
Alright, well, also, my album Smile came out a couple of months ago. If you're at Target and you pass the clearance bin, you might want to get a few. Maybe give it to your friends and family. It doesn't cost very much to mail someone a CD. Thank you for listening to the Pussy Centipede special return episode. Have a good day.
If you start a dance craze and everyone was dancing, would you stop their suicides? Would you save them? And if you wore this dress, would you be happy? Not be a damsel in distress. And if everyone was dancing, would they put their razors away and not commit suicide? Should make a dance craze, 'cause everyone is so sad and everyone is alone and everyone is mad. You should teach me how to do it and we could dance together. I think your name is Violet, but I don't remember.